CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to our final segment of Fire It Up with CJ. Her guest this half hour was the award-winning author of Buddha Standard Time. It is Lama Surya Das, and we were talking to him before the break. And before we go back to them, I want to go back really quick. I just want to tell everyone, please go to CJ's Facebook page. It's Fire It Up with CJ. Or you can go to her website if you want to get some more information about her coaching and, you know, what she's all about. You can go to her website, which is fireitupwithcj.com. And, CJ, I want to go right back to you so you guys can continue with your conversation.
Thank you, Cassandra. So we're going to be talking about not a pleasant subject, but I think one that's really important. Now, were the cynics right? Have we already forgotten about the Newton shootings? I haven't. It still weighs heavily on my mind. In fact, I was up last night contemplating this with my conversation with Lama Surya Das. So I have the first question I have for you, Lama Surya Das, is how does one make peace with such a horrific event?
I could get pretty fired up about this, CJ, and maybe your show is the place to do it.
Absolutely. Let's get fired up, man.
We have to stop the violence, especially against children and the most helpless members of our society. This is not negotiable. But how? I mean, everybody can agree on that more or less, but how? And you can see how partisan politics and other agendas come into the discussion. So if we're going to make peace with this or with anything, I think we have to do a little work on ourselves. That's why I've said in my articles and essays and my blogs and on Huffington Post that it's not just gun control that we need, it's self-control. And we need to look into getting better at training ourselves and educating ourselves and the children and all of us in emotional intelligence, mindful anger management, impulse control, reactivity control, and so on. And not just become control freaks, but be able to be more aware in the moment instead of just blindly reacting to stimuli, having some mental space through mindful awareness to breathe and think and feel and intuit before we respond, not just blindly reacting. This is the secret of mindful emotional management. And there's nothing wrong with anger, but it's when it devolves into violence and aggression and worse that we have real problems. So there's a lot of mental illness out there, and a lot of these criminals and these mass murderers and psychopathic killers and massacres are the result of mental illness, and that's very difficult to address at a societal level, and big thinkers and institutions need to really be working on this. But I'm advocating that each of us has a role to play today in developing more emotional intelligence and mindful anger management and rooting out the seeds of hatred and fear in our own hearts. And this is an ancient spiritual message, Buddhist message, and other message. And if I don't have the seeds of anger and hatred in my heart, nobody can make me angry or hate them. I could feel compassion for them when they harm me and spontaneously turn the other cheek, as we're instructed to do. So I feel very strongly about this. Now, of course, gun control is needed. And I don't know that anybody needs an automatic weapon with cop killing bullet clips and so on. The founding fathers never foresaw this when they said people had the right to have a gun at home. They were thinking muskets. Let's give everyone a musket. That would be fine. Mm-hmm. But furthermore, we need to go a little deeper into the problem. So self-control. We have so much domestic violence in this country. I live in New England. Newtown, Connecticut is a little too close for comfort. But also, my 19-year-old friend Allison Krauss was shot and killed on her own campus, Kent State University, in 1970, protesting the war and the secret bombings of Cambodia and Vietnam. So I'm no stranger to this violence. In fact, my wife's second cousin-in-law in Kentucky, age 16, shot and killed both of his parents in their living room with the family hunting rifle. He shot them from the doorway of his bedroom while they were sitting on the couch watching TV in the living room.
Well, how did you make peace with this?
He's doing 25 for life. in Kentucky for that. So I've been thinking a lot about this over the years and thinking we really have to bring a little more higher education back into education, which has so much become like vocational training, and also model it at home. We have so much domestic abuse and other forms of violence, and we have to do something about this. And I think education and consciousness raising is one of the first places to look. Of course, legislation, gun control, and other issues definitely will also be coming along. That's not my specialty. But I think we have to act wherever we can. Think globally, but act locally, beginning with ourselves and each other. Emotional intelligence, impulse control, reactivity management, mindful anger management, and so on. Very, very helpful and effective.
So, and help, because I don't know if people can make the leap, but the belief I think that you're going for is that, hey, if we actually, you know, do what you can, and what you can do is educate your children, be conscious yourself, have self-control with your anger, your activity, your reactivity to things, you know, build your emotional intelligence so that
yes, develop
your children
emotional, cultivate it, develop self-control. Don't just say, I don't have it, I'm an angry person.
Yeah.
Learn to develop it, like any other skill.
But so if we develop that, we raise children that are educated through all the various means, through their parents, through educational systems, how does that then lead to a less violent, I mean, so is that the idea? So if that's what we can do, so have some more.
Peace has to begin within and at home. Wars don't start, you know, because of outer things. Wars come from fear and hatred and greed and the us and them, small-mindedness, you know, jingoism and xenophobia and so on, us and them. And we really have to take responsibility for this and own it. We live in very violent times. The 20th century was a century of bloodshed with all the wars and the nuclear weapons and the vast amount of deaths. Perpetrated on all continents. I mean, we got off easy in the United States, by the way. The Dalai Lama has called for the 21st century to be a century of dialogue, and I think these things are very important in the long run. We have to be on the long run here, not just on today and tomorrow, which is important also, but on the long run, the next generations. What about nuclear proliferation and the dangers there? I mean, we really need to think about this. What about the military spending budget while social services are going down the tube in this country? We really need to think about this. Why are we doing these things? And what's the benefit? And what are children, you know, the bill, the debt our children are going to have to inherit from us for this kind of lifestyle? I'm very concerned about this. So particularly, like I'm going to reiterate, we can cultivate and develop mindful anger management, mindful emotional management, not control freakism. There's more than enough of that in the world. Not suppressing the emotions, but feeling them and learning how to process them better. So we have better impulse control and reactivity control. And this is very trainable. We have the tools and techniques for those that want to use them. We all know the attention and attention deficit disorders that children are being diagnosed with today. Why don't we have more attention span training in schools and more concentration relaxation training and breathing and chanting and martial arts and non-competitive sport training and things like that, so we can channel the energy positively, not just competitively and selfishly. I'm originally a 3 or 4 sport jock from Long Island. I competed as much as anyone, and I love to. But I also started to learn how to compete against myself and trying to get better and master something fully. That's where the spotlight, the searchlight turns inward, and one becomes a real mensch, a real person. Proactive, right. Not just reactive.
We have to have like a whole nother episode on this particular, because our segment is now ending. Boo-hoo. Thank you so much for being here. We do have to have another. This is a huge topic of which you've
It's a huge and interesting topic of our time. Thank you for having me.
I'd love to have you back to talk more about this.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for your wisdom.
And I know where you are. I've got my eye on you, DJ.
Blessings
to one and all in Seattle.
All right. Thank you so much, Lama Suryadas. Thank you so much.
And to all our listeners, God bless. Buddha bless.
Thank you. And next week, folks, we have Sue Frederick, who is going to be talking about finding your soulmate. So have a great weekend, and thank you and blessings to everyone.